Mark chapter 9. And he said to them, Truly, I say to you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of Yahweh come with power. And after 6 days, Yahshua takes with him Peter and Jacob and John, and leads them up into a high mountain, apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothing became shining, exceedingly white as snow, so as no bleach or cleaning agent on earth can whiten them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Yahshua. And Peter answered and said to Yahshua, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they'd looked round about, they saw no man any more, except for Yahshua only, with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man was risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And he answered and told them, Elijah truly comes first and restores all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and to be set at naught. But I say to you that Elijah is indeed come, and they have done to him whatsoever they desired, as it is written of him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude around them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What questions are you asking of them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Teacher, I've brought to you my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wherever he takes him, he tears him, and he foams and gnashes with his teeth and wastes away. And I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long has it been since this came to him? And he said, Since he was a child. And oftentimes it casts him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Yahshua said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Master, I believe. Help my unbelief. And when Yahshua saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying to him, Dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sorely and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Yahshua took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why couldn't we cast him out? And he said to them, This kind can come forth by nothing except by prayer and fasting. And they departed from there and passed through Galilee. And he wished not that any man should know of it. For he taught his disciples and said to them, The Son of Man is delivered to the hands of men, and they shall... came to Capernaum. And being in the house, he asked them, What was it that you disputed amongst yourselves along the way? But they held their peace. For along the way they had disputed amongst themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receives me. And whosoever shall receive me does not receive me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Teacher, we saw someone casting out devils in your name, and he did not follow us. And we forbade him because he did not follow us. But Yahshua said, Do not forbid him, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were cast into the sea. And if your hand offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into Gehenna, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life halt than having 2 feet to be cast into Gehenna, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye offends you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into Gehenna fire, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltiness, what will you season with it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. End of chapter 1.